Sun International released their annual results today. For the 12 months ended December 2018, the group announced that revenue grew by 7% to 16.4 billion rand, while earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization rose by 5% to 4.4 billion rand. South African comparable income grew 1%, while Latin American revenue rose 6%. Adjusted headline earnings from continuing operations declined by 3% to 472 million rand. Well, to give us a sense of what's happening behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Anthony Leeming. He's the CEO of Sun International. Anthony, your income in the South African market rose a mere 1%, and you indicate that the levying of higher VAT to 15% hit your numbers. Just tell us about that.
Well, you know, in a gambling company, if a customer has 100 rand to spend, and we say we win, we effectively have to, in the old regime, have to pay 14% to SARS in VAT. Let's call it 14 rand, even though it's a bit of a VAT fraction. And now we have to pay 15%. So effectively, this takes money straight off the top line, costs us almost 1% of our revenue, which just flows straight through.
I understand. And just in terms of the general performance, that 1% increase in revenue, I suppose it's a reflection of what's happening with the South African consumer.
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't lost market share in that sense in terms of revenue. That 1% is on comparable revenue growth. Obviously, we did achieve more, but it wasn't directly comparable. But the South African consumer is under severe pressure. At various different places of the country, we did quite well, and some places we didn't do that well. But overall, that was the revenue growth, unfortunately.
So you were actively buying assets in Latin America in the year under review, and you've reported good performances there. Just tell us about that market. And interestingly, it seems you still have an appetite to invest further in that region.
Yes, I think, look, our LATAM business is primarily still Chile. 90% of the revenue and EBITDA comes from Chile. You know, we are busy closing down the Ocean Sun or potentially sell the property. And Colombia, we closed the asset last year. We've still got a few little slot holes going, but we're likely to merge them and discontinue those at some point in time. So the business really is LATAM, is Chile, Peru, and we have a little acquisition in Argentina. The new acquisitions have been fairly small, not significant in terms of you know, the large-scale Ocean Sun, and therefore I think accretive as opposed to sort of change our lives entirely.
Right.
So Chile... Chile's economy is growing very well. I mean, it's growing at 4%. It has the right natural resources in lithium and copper that are badly in need nowadays. And the economy is actually very stable, and I think that's seen in our results, where we have done quite well, particularly Monticello, which recovered nicely.
And what about Argentina? It's not that long ago that the headlines around that economy were not so favorable.
Yeah, look, they still aren't. I think we are in a place called Mendoza, which is half an hour from Santiago. We have a hotel which is largely dollar-based income. And to the extent, you know, when we did the deal, the peso-dollar exchange was around 28, it's now 40, in less than sort of 7-8 months. But the loss we've sort of, or the reduction in the casino business or contribution of EBITDA has been offset by the hotel with its dollar-based income. So to a large extent, we've got a bit of a natural hedge there. And the property has lived up to our expectations.
Right.
It makes our life a little more complex because of the inflation accounting. But at the end of the day, you know, we count what's in the bank, and it's done quite nicely.
Right. So for how long were your Sun City operations disrupted following the storm damage there last year? How much revenue did you lose directly from that? And were you fully insured for it?
We absolutely fully insured. I can't tell you the exact revenue number, but certainly we included in our results the 25 million rand business interruption claim. So you're probably talking revenue of 30 to 35 million in that little period. We've still got some rooms that are undergoing a refurb and fix up because of the storm. We accelerated a refurb. We have started on the Cascades, and we certainly accelerated the those rooms at the same time and repairing them, getting them back into inventory. So we still have a little bit of disruption, but it's not significant like it was in sort of this late December, early January. We had quite a couple hundred rooms out. We're down back to, you know, largely under control, and certainly not the significant displacement of revenue still.
Still with Sun City, I see it registered an income decline of 3% to 1.7 billion rand, and you've downwardly revised the value of that business by about 306 million rand. Just elaborate for us what the dynamics there are and why the revaluation.
Yeah, look, well, I think Sun City, you know, clearly also depends on the consumer as well as business optimism. And people cut back on conferences, and as a result, you know, our levels dropped. It's a very low-margin business, so when you lose a bit on the revenue line, it hits your cost line quite hard. And if so, the profit line quite hard. So having come off 3%, you know, our EBITDA came back 14%, and that sort of flowed through to operating profit. I think, you know, Sun City, at the end of the day, I think it needs international visits, and that's been under pressure since the country introduced the visa requirements a while back.
Yes.
They still haven't amended them properly, and once they do that, we do expect a bit of an uptick in international business. Certainly some gaming has been under pressure with the local market, and I think if there is a bit of a boom, that will come back. So Sun City performs well, but it's dependent on the number of markets. It's not just one that hits it. At the moment, we are being faced a bit of a storm from all angles with the poor economy, corporates under pressure, individuals under pressure, and then the international side not doing that well either.
Hmm.
But times change, and we are still optimistic that Sun City can still grow quite nicely.
Yeah.
And we'll reverse that impairment one day.
With all these pressures that you've just outlined, how long can you wait for it depends on this, it depends on that? Because, I mean, obviously it's a very big asset, and you keep on losing money on it.
Well, we don't lose money. It costs profit. I mean, the cash flow it makes goes into basically refurbing it. What we want to do is take some cash out. So we're not putting more cash in. We put quite a bit in about 3 years ago when we redid the conference center, the casino, the vacation club. But as such, we do take cash out of the Sun City. So it's not like it's contributing nothing to us.
Okay.
It does make cash flow positive. Unfortunately, with high depreciation and the funding cost, that's hurting. But at this stage, it's pretty neutral. It's got a little bit positive on cash flow out of operations.
Okay, so the situation there in terms of lower demand, lower bookings and so on, hasn't had an impact in terms of the number of people that you're employing there?
Yeah, look, we're always trying to get efficiencies, and we just recently had to bring in all the what you call the temporary employee services, the Constitutional Court on labour brokers. So we had quite a few hundred more people on to our books. So we haven't cut significantly. I think we're improving our schedule, improving our non-replacement of staff that are leaving. But so we are managing the situation quite carefully without having to go into a deep cut or retrenchment. So the situation is sort of under control, and we haven't gone out to significantly reduce staff. We're obviously very strict on all new contracts around procurement, and really trying to get efficient around the scheduling and timekeeping. So those are the key issues, and getting efficiency, I think, is out of the business the most important thing.
Yeah. Look, you touched on it before, the visa issue, and of course we know that you rely on local South Africans, you know, for business, but you also rely on international tourists as well. Do you think enough has been done at policy level to attract international tourists?
Not yet. I think, look, the world's there to do so, and I believe our president is quite firmly pushing Home Affairs to get these changes done. They are complex changes. I mean, it's when you change everything, you can't just say, well, now you can do online visas. And that's the understanding of the way they're going. You can do online visas for China and India. And those are two key markets where I think some will be quite attractive.
Hmm.
So they are key to get them right. We were showing good growth in them before the visa regulations came in. But, you know, once they fix the visas, they've then got to fix the airlift. So you need to then, South Africa, which is in two flights a day to Beijing, is currently, I think, doing one and not the entire week. You know, you want those airlift to pick up for the demands there, and I think that should happen. If we get the demand right, we no longer fly to Mumbai when we used to. So all these things, you can get visas right, but you can't get you. Even if you get a visa, you still won't be able to get you. So we've got to get airlift sorted at the same time.
Right, absolutely. And just in terms of your outlook for 2019, what is it?
I think a very difficult operating environment in South Africa in particular. I think we're going to continue focusing on our environment in terms of our costs, our structures. We do see some growth, and especially our customer service. We do see some growth coming out of Times Square, which has continued to gain market share, and we expect it to continue to do so, and some margin improvement. So if we get those both right, it should trade quite strongly through to EBITDA. And then, the rest of South Africa, I think, very stagnant. In LATAM, we continue to expect to see a little bit of growth coming out of there, given the more buoyant economy of Chile.
That was Anthony Leeming. He's CEO at Sun International.